Next on the NCHC Radio Show, the hunt for the hardware is heating up. Western's battle plan baffles the engineers, and the Tigers' rivalry with Air Force has gotten so big, they're going to have to take it out into the wild blue yonder. Those stories, plus much more straight ahead on the NCHC Radio Show.
College hockey fans, the home conference to the last four national champions returns to Xcel Energy Center and the state of hockey this March. Four NCHC teams will compete for a championship at the 2020 NCHC Frozen Faceoff, March 20th and 21st. Don't miss a moment of the action.
Two-game single-session tickets start at just $35. Purchase your NCHC Frozen Faceoff tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is the NCHC Radio Show, and I'm Jim Rich. Suddenly, the fight for first has become quite a tight affair. The Bulldogs have barged their way into the conversation after they blitzed Omaha over the weekend. In Game 1, UMD gave themselves just enough of an edge early in the third when the Cates brothers combined.
Face off right of Seville. This time UMD gets it. Noah Cates drives the net. Backhand score! What a play by Noah Cates! It's 3-1!
Noah Cates' tally turns out to be the game winner as the Dogs edge the Mavericks 3-2. The following night was tight until late in the second stanza when the Bulldogs got a big save and then a break to the other end. Here's Bruce Siski on the Bulldogs Radio Network describing the fabulous flurry.
And then Perunovic almost stepped on the puck. Proctor, a long shot, blocked, and it comes to center. Bulldogs trying to change for the final 30 of the period. Mavericks get it back in. Weiss centering pass. Oh, Shepard got it. Oh, my goodness, he kept it out. Back ahead, Lattaroot. Partial breakaway, walks in on Rode, and he scores! Tatter Lattaroot, what a play! 16 seconds left. UMD takes the lead.
That was the backbreaker as the Bulldogs pull away for a 4-1 win and a sweep of the series. UMD has now beaten the Mavericks 10 straight times. The 6 points vaults Duluth to within a pair of points of first place in the NCHC. The Fighting Hawks have 2 games at hand on UMD and will play them this weekend when they host Denver. Game 1 on the CBS Sports Network on Friday night. North Dakota head coach Brad Berry isn't worried about the shrinking lead, saying that now it's his team's turn to perform.
You know, obviously they played this weekend, we didn't. You know, they fulfilled, two wins in their standings, and we didn't have a chance to play this weekend. So, you know, our opportunity is this weekend coming up, and they're off, and knowing what's in front of us going against Denver here. So, you know, we know they're playing good hockey right now, so are we. So, again, we have to make sure that we take care of business when we have the opportunity, and that'll be this weekend against Denver.
It'll be a top 10 showdown with North Dakota ranked number one, while the Pioneers come into the weekend sitting at number 6. Elsewhere, a marquee matchup will feature Colorado College looking to maintain possession of the Pikes Peak Trophy. This rivalry with Air Force is growing so big that they'll have to take it outside for Game 2 next Monday night, playing the game at the Falcons Outdoor Football Stadium. CC head coach Mike Havlin knows that a night like this will be a memorable milestone for everyone involved.
They're certainly special, and they're things that you'll never forget for the rest of your life. And you know, majority of every kid that's playing in the game, and even the coaches, we started on the ponds and outside, and so you're super excited.
The Tigers will be looking to get back to their winning ways after a pair of overtime clashes with St. Cloud State that didn't quite go their way. Game 1 against the Huskies needed extra time, but not too much, as we listen to Jim Erickson on Learfield IMG College.
As the Huskies now gain control, gain the zone. Jack Poehling in low, kicked around, out for the score! An overtime winner, Jack Ashawn, as the Huskies get the puck to the net and the rebound to Ashawn, and they win this one 31 seconds into the OT.
Hobey Baker candidate Jack Ashawn gets the game winner as SCSU rallies from a 2-goal deficit to stun Colorado College 3-2. The following night, more overtime, and eventually the Tigers get the extra point in the shootout. Still, Huskies head coach Brett Larson was pleased that his team rallied twice from two-goal deficits and never gave up while being down.
Play in this league, sometimes you're down a goal or two. And the biggest thing is not letting that get you down, sticking with it. My biggest thing that I was really happy about with the team this weekend was they didn't get off their game when they got down. They kept playing, stuck with it, and were able to find a way to come back.
St. Cloud State crept to within 3 points of the final home playoff spot, currently occupied by the Broncos and the Pioneers. Western Michigan fattened up their non-conference credentials by erupting for 14 goals against the Engineers of RPI, led by the Allison, DiPietro, and Rushoff line, as we hear from Robin Hook on the Broncos radio network.
Knocked away by the Broncos. This is Allison with it. Chips it off the boards for Rushoff. Knocks it down, heads to the net, shoots and scores!
In their last 9 games have combined for 15 goals and 18 helpers. The Broncos will tangle with Miami this weekend in the only other conference clash. For more information on all the matchups ahead, log on to nchchockey.com. I'm Jim Rich, and this has been the NCHC Radio Show.